Good day. My name is Michelle. Welcome to Business Reports Market Watch. Today I'm speaking to Floris Berg. And he's been, well, probably the only person last week before the bond announcement. I checked in and he said, no, there's an off chance that there could be a cut. And I'm like, nah, that's not going to happen. And indeed, that is what bond has done. Floris, thank you very much for talking to me. And tell me, I'm going to, from now on, ask you all my silver ball questions. But what brought this about before the SARB cut?
Hi, Michelle. Yes. With all the wars around the world, I think one maybe phrase come to mind, a pre-enter strike that the Bank of Namibia foresaw that I think the Fed will cut in September, and the day after the Fed, the South African Reserve Bank is also likely to cut. So I think it was an appropriate monetary policy response because of the anticipated moves in other big central banks, but also the fact that Namibian inflation has now been in two consecutive months, 4.6, in other words, just around the unofficial midpoint of 4.5. I say unofficial because Namibia does not have a targeting regime, but South Africa does have one. So that is appropriate. And then the very weak demand for credit in Namibia, in other words, individuals and firms are very reluctant to take up debt, and I think they're all waiting for interest rates to come down a little bit. And yeah. I think the next meeting for Namibia was scheduled for October only. So I think they just felt now it's just too long to wait.
Yeah. So what happens if the SARB doesn't cut in September?
Well, in terms of the Bank of Namibia?
Yes, in terms of our rates, what do you foresee will happen if SARB does not cut?
Well, I think then Bank of Namibia will probably go on hold for a bit, but we are already 75 basis points below the South African interest rates. But I think the chances of the South African Reserve Bank not cutting is quite small.
It's very slim, yeah. Just to remind our listeners that you've now mentioned it earlier around the inflation, but that has not really been bonds, outlook. They would rather look at reserve preservation. Maybe just highlight again, do you think there's any change around that? Because you have mentioned the inflation.
No, I think the current regime will stay in place for quite a while. No, regime, I'm referring to the fact that the currency is pegged to the rand, so that I think that it's not going to change soon.
And in this in-between time, do you foresee any sort of funds flowing more to South Africa for yield pickup in this time up until the SARB announcement?
That is quite probable because we've seen the deposit rates in South Africa has been above the Namibian deposit rates for a while. And so we, as an investment manager, have taken advantage of the interest rate differentials. So what I'm talking about deposit rates is obviously now on the other side of the balance sheet. When we talk about the Bank of Namibia rates, we're talking about the asset side. In other words, what does the bank charge for lending?
Yeah, now, so on that point, I did, when I spoke to one other economist a while ago, we touched on the private sector credit extension and the low levels and the fact that it's not picking up and what the possible reasons could be. So in your opinion, you think this cut will go a long way in terms of stimulating growth in credit extension, or do you think it will have to take a few more cuts? And in that, I'm actually asking also your view on October's meeting.
Yeah, Michelle, I think this is a start only. So it's like the first cut of a few that's on the table. I just looked at mortgage bond, for instance. If you take a 3 million mortgage bond, the monthly payment will decrease by around $540 for a start. So it is marginal, but it is something. Mm. But I think it'll take more cuts to entice people back into the borrowing market just before the rates are so high, so I think the generally speaking, also credit growth in Namibia is very dependent on the residential property market, but also commercial property. So that's about 50% of the bank's books are exposed to property. So when we get a property upswing again, the credit extended in the property market will probably pick up.
Yeah, and then also maybe rental prices coming down slightly. So on that, your view on the October meeting, another cut? Or will that depend on, well, you seem fairly certain on a soft cut in September. Should they cut, what do you think bond's response will be in October?
Another lowering of rates in my mind.
Another lowering, which I guess will then also be an anticipation of further lowering by the SARB. Or do you think that they are comfortable running the 75 basis points differential?
I think the differential is fine for now. But I expect another cuts out of Bank of Namibia on the back of the South African Reserve Bank also starting to move. So then generally speaking, I see about another 100 basis points. In other words, we could perhaps in Namibia go to a prime rate of 10 or 10.25, which in that level will probably be a bit more stimulatory. But yes, monetary policy is many times seen as pushing on a string, they say.
Yeah. So in other words, you say that this cutting cycle could possibly be 4 cuts of 25 each, and then after 100 in total cut, that could possibly be maintained.
Yes. I think the dark horse in the picture remains the fact that the governor of South African Reserve Bank is adamant to implement the new target energy. So that will put the cat amongst the pigeons if you really go for it. But I think it will not be a priority as of yet.
As of yet, yeah. Okay, Craig, thanks very much. Flores, that's unfortunately all that we have time for, but I will definitely be counting on your opinions far stronger in the future. Thank you very much.
Okay, Michelle, all the best there, right? Bye.